Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School. And guess what? Today's episode is going out on Christmas Eve. And wow, what a holiday season it has been. What a year it has been. I am so grateful for you joining me along the way. We got something a little bit special coming up tomorrow. So be sure you don't miss that episode. But for now, today, this is our penultimate Failure Friday episode. We introduced this new segment at the beginning of the year. It has been super, super popular. Lots of insight, lots of transparency and honesty, just some great storytelling coming through from many of the side hustlers we have featured sometimes in years past, or sometimes some authors with books coming out who are willing to tell a story of something that went very wrong. Okay, so we call it Failure Friday, as mentioned. It is a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. Today's feature comes from Alan Chang. And we told the successful story of his retro radio farm project way back on episode 535. It's such a cool project. I've mentioned this many times in interviews. Alan repairs and sells, retro radios, radios from a long time ago. He'll explain a bit more in his update. And they're just super cool. So I want to encourage you to check out his website as well. Talk about that in the wrap-up. 2020 was a strong year for him. Everything was going well, business-wise at least. Lots of sales. Things were up. Everything was working in terms of his advertising ratio, spending money, but achieving a return that was far greater from what he received. But then in 2021, that would be this year, he ran into some major problems. So let's let him tell the story. He had to take a hard look at his business. What did he learn along the way? Here's Alan. I'll be back at the end for that brief wrap-up.
Hi, I'm Alan Chang. I'm the co-owner of Retro Radio Farm. We sell and repair old radios from 1930s on up to the 1970s. We also offer Bluetooth and smart speaker upgrades. So here's an update from what we've learned in 2021. Since we last talked, there have been a lot of changes at Retro Radio Farm. We have moved our side hustle business closer to work. As a result, I now have a new workshop with at least double the space of my old workshop. This makes organizing my radio rebuilds and repairs much more manageable, and I'm now able to acquire more inventory and have the room to store it. I estimate that I have been able to double production and triple revenue since we last talked. We also had a terrific 2020, and things were looking great. 2021 proved to be a very challenging year for us. Basically, our marketing tanked midway through the year. After the Apple iOS 14 change that occurred in April, our tried and true marketing plan that was heavily favored Facebook advertising began to falter. We began to learn about cookies and the cookie-less future. The changes affect every advertiser, not just us. Facebook advertising was getting more expensive and less effective. We were at a point this summer where we were spending a dollar on our ads to make $1.10. And these are not good numbers. And it got even worse. You see, Retro Radio Farm is a company that sells a niche product. We cater to people who want something different, appreciate a vintage style, and are excited by having something that's handcrafted, made in America, decades ago. Our pool of existing customers is small enough so that the Facebook algorithm doesn't really work efficiently. Looking back, we were very lucky to be in a business where there are advantages to selling online, however. To make sure the customers had a great experience, we focused on shipping. Everyone knows that shipping packages now is a big challenge, and getting damaged goods makes for a very bad customer experience. So we focused on that and hoped Facebook would figure it out with advertising. But that didn't happen. It was a hard lesson to learn. We had to lower our advertising budget and adjust to selling less product. But that was hardest of all for me. I was used to selling 10, 15, or more radios a week. I loved hearing the little cash register ding during the day. I would yell out, "Daddy sold a radio," to my children who were studying during lockdown. It gave me so much joy and peace of mind that I had the side hustle that was going to provide a better life for my family. But I had to take a hard look at my side hustle. Retro Radio Farm started out as a passion of mine. To build it into a business, I hired my wife to learn and execute online marketing. And she's done great. She has diversified advertising to include Bing, Etsy ads, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, and Google ads. We placed more of our ad budget into Google Shopping, and that proved helpful. Now, looking forward to 2022, I am more clear-eyed about my expectations. In the future, as online advertising becomes more expensive, we're going to focus more on other strategies, not just on social media. So what I learned is that Retro Radio Farm is really just a side hustle. It's a hobby that I do and I love it. If I can make some money on it, then all the better. But I'm still passionate about it and I love tinkering with these old radios.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thank you so much, Alan. Really appreciate you sharing that update with us. As I say, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. And I respect this approach of being more clear-eyed about expectations. This happens when you have a strategy that is highly dependent on advertising or on the gifts of Google, Google organic search rankings, or anything that is ultimately beyond your control. You know, it's like, if it works for a while, that's great. You know, nice work if you can get it. But ultimately, I think it is wise to focus more on other strategies just to diversify a bit and such. Also, what Alan mentioned here about how, you know, when he was spending a dollar to make a dollar 10, for some products and some services, that's actually great. You know, for a lot of businesses, especially if it's a digital product, you are happy to spend a dollar to make a dollar and 10 cents. You'll do that all day because your costs of delivery are very, very low, you know. For handcrafted physical products, you want to have a much better profit margin. So, of course, that's why it was a problem for him. Anyway, thanks again, Alan. Check out his website, listeners, retroradiofarm.com. Retroradiofarm.com. I have visited many times. You can also see some cool pictures of his work at Retro Radio Farm on Instagram. Thank you again for joining me today. Thank you for joining me all year if you've been around. I am so excited about all that's coming up in the year to come. But, of course, I also wish you a wonderful rest of the holiday season. All right, that's it for today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.